You're listening to ATIS on Radio Hanger. I'm Tower. Heathrow just posted its April numbers, and they're not what London wanted to see. Passenger traffic at the world's busiest single-runway airport fell 5% compared to last year, and Heathrow's leadership is pointing directly at the ongoing conflict in the Middle East as the primary driver. Here's what you need to know. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's unpack this Heathrow number, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. 5% sounds modest until you remember the scale we're talking about. Heathrow moves roughly 80 million passengers a year. 5% of that is 4 million fewer people passing through those terminals in a single month's comparison. That is not a rounding error. Heathrow has historically been one of the most important connecting hubs for traffic between Europe and the Middle East, South Asia, and points beyond. Routes to destinations like Dubai, Doha, Riyadh, Tel Aviv, Amman, and Beirut represent a significant share of long-haul operations out of that airport. When a regional conflict disrupts demand on those corridors, Heathrow feels it more than most European airports because of how deeply its network depends on that east-west flow. Now, this affects you if you're flying internationally through London anytime soon. Even as a general aviation pilot repositioning or traveling commercially, reduced traffic can actually work in your favor in terms of slot availability and potentially lower fares on competing routes. But it also signals something broader about how geopolitical instability reshapes global aviation networks. Sometimes quickly, airlines respond to drops like this by redeploying capacity. If Middle East routes soften, carriers pull widebody equipment and move it to routes that are performing. That means you might see more transatlantic frequency or more capacity to destinations in the Americas and Asia Pacific that aren't affected by the conflict. For pilots watching the airline hiring and fleet picture, these shifts matter. When aircraft get repositioned, crew bases shift, and training pipelines adjust accordingly. It's also worth noting that Heathrow isn't the only hub feeling this. If you look across Europe, airports with heavy Middle East exposure have been reporting similar softness. But Heathrow calling it out so directly is notable because that airport typically frames its numbers in the most optimistic light possible. They're in the middle of a long-running expansion debate, and admitting a downturn driven by forces completely outside their control is an unusual move. It suggests the impact is significant enough that they'd rather get ahead of the narrative than try to spin it. For the broader industry, this is a reminder of something every pilot understands instinctively. Aviation doesn't exist in a vacuum. A conflict thousands of miles from your home airport changes route structures, changes where airlines invest, changes which airports grow and which ones contract. The ripple effects move through the system in ways that eventually touch everybody. One more angle on this: insurance and overflight costs in conflict zones have been climbing steadily. Airlines rerouting around affected airspace burn more fuel, spend more time in the air, and face higher operating costs on the routes they do maintain. That cost pressure combined with softer demand is a squeeze that eventually shows up in schedule changes, and, yes, in ticket prices for passengers. So keep an eye on this. If the conflict continues or escalates, these numbers will likely get worse before they get better. And if it resolves, you'll see a sharp snapback as pent-up demand floods back into the system. Either way, Heathrow's April report is a clean data point showing exactly how connected global aviation really is. That story comes to us via Aerotime. You can find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Stay informed and fly safe.